Are you with the shits? Because they are. Straight out of the Bronx. It's Heidi and Lexi. And you are now tuned into Ladies Pitch. Here's your host, Heidi Baby. And Lexi, the motherfucking savage.
Question for you.
Sure.
Would you rather marry the person you lost your virginity to or stay in the first job you ever had for the rest of your life?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Is it though?
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it's a no-brainer.
Because they were both pain in the ass, the job and the guy. No, I definitely would not stay with the guy. I would go back.
What was your job?
Summer youth, working with kids.
Oh, big con. I was
like a camp counselor. Big con. Yeah, I would go back. I love those kids, though. They were dope.
So, I would pick the same thing. I would pick the job just because, you know, I didn't have a positive first time.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, it would be the job, too. And I actually really did love that job.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the job I told you guys. Did I tell them about that job?
Did you?
When we went dancing? After we went dancing?
We'll count it in for stories with Dory.
All right.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. I am your host, the red-haired demon, Heidi Baby, your favorite mommy.
And this is your girl, Dory. And I thought of another name, but I forgot it. So when I remember, I'll write it down and I'll say it the next time.
Wouldn't be you if you didn't forget.
I know, right?
You guys are probably wondering, you know, for the viewers, for the visuals, what are we doing here? So we decided that, of course, like we told you guys, we were going to try to do something different each week. So Dory came up with a wonderful idea for us to sip and pod. So in front of us, we have a canvas and we are doing paint by numbers.
But we can't see the numbers, so we're improvising.
Yeah, we're improvising because we can barely see the numbers. They're very, very, very small.
And you can't even see the lines, the outline of the actual picture.
Yeah, so we're basically just winging it right now. So, yep. And we'll be able to
love it.
Yeah, of course. And we will definitely post the end results on the Ladies Pitch.
No!
On the Ladies Pitch podcast page on Instagram. So, yeah, stay tuned.
Fine.
What's going on, Dory, my love? How are you?
I'm good. Enjoying the nice weather. Today was a really nice day.
Yo, today was beautiful. It was really smelling like we're just friends type shit. Like
single o'clock.
It was single o'clock. It was, but you said we wasn't in a relationship o'clock outside. That's exactly what it was
you
feeling like.
You said it wasn't serious.
You said it was nothing serious.
How dare you?
Yeah. Text your favorite fuckboy that shit tonight.
Right.
And post a badass selfie. And, yeah. So, what's up?
All right. So, last night, we went to watch the Super Mario movie.
Oh, yes.
Hence, the outfits. And if she sits up, you can see our beautiful chests.
Yes.
And then we have, you know, the guys behind us because why not?
I love the movie. I was hesitant to go at first, right? I
was really just
like, oh, no. But I'm so glad I went because it was such a nostalgic feeling. Because right. I was hooked on playing Mario.
Oh, my God. 90s I know. Babies. Like, you would see, like, all the old stuff. Like, old Mario.
Yeah. And it was funny.
Remember those sand levels? How hard they fucking were?
You know how happy I used to be after 2 weeks I would get out of that level? Like, it was the best time. Like,
that long.
It was a good day for me if I got out of a level that I've been stuck in for weeks. And then the thing was, like, let's say, like, on a level, you got really far,
uh-huh.
And then you would run out of life, and you had to go all the way back
over.
To the first.
Yo. Oh. Why you did us like that, Mario? Come on.
Frustrating times. Me and my older brother got into so many fights over Mario. Like, it was crazy. I think he might have, like, threw a remote at me one time. I'm not sure.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah.
Yo, I threw my cell phone. That just reminded me of a story. I was in a cab, and I don't know if... The details are fuzzy, guys. Very fuzzy. We were drunk. Shit happened. Somebody threw a cell phone. And you? And I don't remember if it was at me or if I threw it. The point is, it hit one of the other girls and he like cracked her in the forehead.
Damn, she needed stitches?
I don't know. I don't remember that much. I don't even remember who I was with that night. Like, I just.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
So this warm weather reminds me that Hoochie Daddy short season is around the corner. It's upon us. And sundress season. Ew! Ladies, make sure, because I know y'all getting those promo codes that Fashion Nova's texting you.
Right.
So make sure you cop those sundresses with no panties on. That's how the fellas like them. Little miss don't wear panties over here.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, listen. Yo, like, do you like men wearing those Hoochie Daddy shorts?
It depends on the man.
I was having a conversation with a guy about that today, and he was, yo, it was so funny. He was like, that he owns a gym, he's a gym guy, whatever.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it has to be a certain type of like body type to
right,
wear.
Right, so that's what we that's
like,
what we got
I like
into.
Dad bods. So I don't want
I like
my
dad bods too.
I don't want my dad bod in a Hoochie Daddy short.
It depends. Like, you got those nice, like, well proportioned dad bods that look good.
No, girl.
No?
No.
Yeah, of course. Mm-mm. Anyway, so this guy was telling me that he was like, yo, what really motivated me to start working on my legs, because he was like, there's so many guys that are shaped like ostriches. Yeah, I was dying. He was like, because all they do is upper body and they don't work on their legs. So he was like, what really motivated me to start going hard on my legs. He said he was in the gym one day with his homeboy just working out, doing upper body. And he said some older Jamaican lady told them, like, I see you guys always working on upper body. You guys need to start working on your legs. You look like an ostrich.
Damn.
So he was like, yo, no she mercy. Really, yeah. He was like, yo, she really traumatized me, and she really motivated me to, like, go hard on leg day. I'm like, damn. So
traumatized me.
Yeah, he was like, yo,
but
do you care?
I hear what he's saying, though. It's true. It's true. Men normally don't really think about their legs unless it's, like, I don't know. What are those guys that, like, compete and stuff? What are they called?
Bodybuilders?
Oh, yeah, like those. You know, my realtor was a bodybuilder?
Yeah?
Yeah. I,
you know. Was he, like, a nicely shaped? We don't body shame you guys. I love all men. All men's bodies matter, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we don't discriminate on the Ladies Pitch podcast. But it's
maybe
funny.
We should. No, let me stop.
No, absolutely not. But yeah, so he was like, yo, do you care about guys wearing Hoochie Daddy shorts? And I'm like, no. I'm like, listen, I want a man this summer that I can buy some, like, Nike Hoochie Daddy shorts for, take him out to brunch, get drunk on mimosas, then take him back to the crib and slut him out. What do you think? I don't ask for a lot. I'm a simple gal.
That's not really my dating style, I guess. Like, that's not what I would do. My summer guy. We should stop calling them summer guys because.
I mean, shit. The fun guy.
I guess.
The fun guy, yeah. That's the new term now on Twitter. Fun guy, fun girl. So I'm looking for a fun guy.
I don't know. I'm old. Some of these new terms and just not for me. Are we too focused on our paintings?
No, we're not. We're not. Yeah, guys, before we get into the shifts, remember, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. Ladies Pitch, as always, on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. So you can find a podcast. You will find the Ladies Pitch podcast there. Damn, we're really good multitaskers because we're holding the mic, we're potting, we're drinking, we're painting. Like, this is amazing. See, fellas, what else are y'all looking for? Because you got to have your lady to be able to multitask. Like, who else is going to, you know? Do the Gog Gog 2000 and eat ass at the same time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a pro right here. Yo, you know what I was thinking about the other day? And this was just like random thoughts that I just be having. Like, do men our age, men in their 30s, do they still grill?
What What do you mean?
Like do burgers? Men still, do they still grill like outside when a barbecue? Like, do men still grill? So I feel like the past couple of barbecues that I went to last summer, I saw the women grilling. I'm going to tell you right now when is that I see men grill the most. And this is horrible. Father's Day. Father's Day is when I see men grill the most. Yeah. Other than that, not even. I went to my mom's house last. I was at my mom's house last year for 4th of July. Who was grilling? My mom. My mom was grilling.
Yo, listen, I hate grilling. And now when I have barbecues, whatever man I invite to the barbecue, he is grilling. My brother-in-law already knows the deal. If you're here, you're grilling. Unless you, like, hurt or something, then I might cut you some slack, and then I got to go bother a different brother-in-law.
You ever met, like, a guy at a barbecue?
Never in my life.
Would you take a guy that you're fucking with to a barbecue?
Yes.
Like, if I throw a barbecue, you're going to bring the guy that you're fucking?
Yep. I tried to do that last year. Didn't work out. He didn't want to go.
Boo.
Yeah, you suck.
But I'm over those homebody guys too. Like, I'm done with y'all. I don't be outside. But then you got them on social media and they everywhere.
No, he, well, it was a barbecue, but it was a wedding.
Okay.
So, I don't know, maybe he saw it as like too formal or something.
I mean,
I don't know. We had known each other for like 6 months at the time.
And you just wanted a plus one to the wedding.
And
he declined?
And he declined. Like, I literally just wanted a plus one to the wedding because I didn't want to go with the kids. It was a family wedding. So they were like, oh, yeah, bring the kids. You know, we haven't seen you in a while. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I'm like, I'm trying to get away from these fucking kids. I'm not trying to take them nowhere.
Oh, I remember when you went to that wedding. We saw you afterwards.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yeah.
I think we were actually recording at Durags.
I think so, too.
Came through. Yeah, I remember that.
To pee, because every time that I'm in the Bronx and I have to pee, I go to Durag.
No one pees more than this woman right here.
Listen,
I don't know anyone that pees as much as this woman right here. Like, I would think that she was pregnant. The only other people I know that pee like that is my grandma and pregnant women.
Yeah, bro, she said her grandma.
It's true.
She just put me in the same category as her grandma. Look at that.
I mean, you know, we ain't that old, but our bodies are starting to, like, adjust to old age by now, so our bladders are just not working the same.
It's worse after you have kids. Kids really destroy your bladder.
Yeah, so I've heard. Yeah. I've heard.
Con.
So Dory and I have this thing where, like, if I see certain kids doing something, like, I always say if I think it's a pro or con, the pro and cons of having children. So, like, if I see a kid doing something that I it's intolerable, I would be like, con.
Big con.
But if the kid does something, like, randomly say something so sweet, like, mom, I just love you, like, you're the best. I'm like, aw, pro.
Yeah, right.
Big pro. But everything else is like, no, con. But yeah, fellas, I want to see you guys grilling. I want to see my fellas grilling more because there's no reason why we should be grilling. Like, I understand that we're in this modern era. Women want to be independent, all that shit.
We,
like,
don't want to be that independent.
We don't want to be that independent. Like, I don't want to pay all the bills. I don't want to be grilling. You know, I know how to grill. I don't want to be grilling. Like, I just don't. I don't want to do it. I want y'all to,
I hear you.
I want y'all to continue grilling in your little hoochie daddy shorts. That's my thing, with no shirt on and just the grill, the heat of the grill.
Oh, just grilling for you then? This sounds like a Shamar Moore moment. Am I lying though?
Nah, it really doesn't. Don't come for me like that.
I don't know.
Anywho, Dory, the other day you asked me a question. Mm-hmm. And I really love the question because it's very relatable. Mm-hmm. And you asked me whether or not I got to be counting these numbers, like, because we got the top up. We can't see what number it is. You asked me if heartbreak
brings
better content.
Question.
Like,
yeah,
if it stimulates creative content within a person. And I said yes.
I agree.
I said yes because I'm the type of person when I'm going through something, doesn't necessarily need to be heartbreak, but just when I'm, like, you know, in my, you know, depressed state or just feeling kind of low or down, like I tend to just be more creative, whether it's writing, whether it's potting, whether it's like, you know, editing, doing video editing or just anything in the, in like a, as a creative outlet. I tend to like really zone in on it and focus. And I mentioned it one time to my therapist and she kind of like insinuated that I was distracting myself.
Yeah.
Rather than really dealing with whatever the root of the problem is. And I can see that as well, but I feel like even like artists, there are a lot of musical artists, there are a lot of just artists in general.
My favorite songs are heartbreak songs. I'm not even going to lie. And breakup songs just hit differently. Mm-hmm. And
they create their best work.
Yeah. And that's how I feel too. Like, I feel like every time that I'm sad or whatever, that's when I do my best writing.
Mm-hmm.
And, but for me, it is like heartbreak driven, you know?
Yeah.
So like whenever I'm in my feels about like a specific person, then that's when I do my best writing.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, it's either directed towards him or, you know.
Shout out to Midnight, though.
Right, yeah. That's my cat.
Shout out to Midnight just making an appearance.
She ran over there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I do most of my best writing when I'm in that state, you know? Mm-hmm. Or at least like the work that I'm most proud of. I mean, I don't even know if that's really like the right way to say it. I just feel like, I don't know. I just think that it does.
It does. Listen, some of the best songs, some of my favorite artists have created their best work while going through like a divorce, going through a breakup.
Not Taylor Swift, though.
Nah, I'm not count. Please don't mention that name on this podcast. I'm going to find a way to bleep that. I can't stand Taylor Swift. I'm sorry. Listen, there's no hate. That. I am not what are her fans called? A Swifters or whatever. Swifter. I am not a Swifter. The only thing I Swift and I'm a fan of is the Swifter mob. Like, I am not a Swifter. I do not like Taylor Swift at all. But anywho.
I love me some Taylor Swift.
I don't. Of course you do. You have kids. People with kids have to love Taylor Swift.
My daughter is obsessed with Taylor Swift. But I've always liked Taylor Swift. Even like when she first came out. Mm-hmm. And we share a birthday. So like, hello.
Ew. She's a Sag.
Yep. We share a birthday.
Anywho.
Anyway, so
A lot of her hits are revolved around like breakups. Her breakups.
That's what she's like.
Because she's like a serial dater.
She really is. Yeah. She needs to stop it.
I mean, she's young, though. I'm going to give her that.
She's not that young. She's in her 30s.
Is she?
Yes.
No way.
She's officially in her 30s. Her, Selena Gomez, Miley Cyrus, they're all in their 30s now.
And they've all created their best work. Shit. Mary J. Blige, one of my favorite artists. Mary J. Blige, Keisha Cole. This is when I hate it, and this is going to sound toxic. I kind of hate it when, like, Mary J. Blige got clean and shit. Because it's like, damn, like, you was giving us No More Drama. You was giving us Not Gonna Cry. You was giving us all those good songs.
What was she on? I didn't even know this.
You never knew that Mary J. She was a cokehead, an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. You know, she was married to Casey from Casey. Was it Casey or JoJo? Casey. Sorry. She was married to Casey from Casey and JoJo for years, and they had an abusive, tumultuous relationship.
Drug driven?
Yeah.
Does she have kids?
Mary J.? No, she does not. She didn't. She never had kids. She's an auntie. She has the title, auntie.
Yeah.
She's America's auntie.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Mary J. Blige is America's auntie. But anywho, a lot of my favorite artists have, you know, created their best work by due to you know, pain, life. Yo, even like it's fucked up to say, but even like a lot of and I was saying this to you too, a lot of drug addicts. A lot of artists that are drug addicts.
Yeah, that's when they work best.
That's when they work. They've created their best work. On drugs. It's crazy to say, but
Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony is the most functional cokehead, allegedly, because it's never been proven. But
right. And it's never
the real Puerto Ricans know.
Right.
The you real know, Puerto Ricans know.
It's so funny because like when my husband was alive, he used to say that Mark Anthony went on tour every year in the beginning of the year, like for Valentine's Day and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like, he goes on tour for a couple months. He makes $100 million, then he goes and spends that $100 million on coke, and then when he runs out, then he does another tour and he gets another $100 million.
All the Puerto Ricans know, all the real OGs know that Mark Anthony is a functional cokehead. Don't sue me, Mark. I love you. I am a huge fan.
Yeah, we do.
I've seen
you
in concert.
And you are the best, sir.
You are America's uncle, Puerto Rico's uncle. But you are one hell of a functional cokehead. Another one of my favorite artists, and also is a functional cokehead, The Weeknd.
Oh, yeah.
If you are a Weeknd fan, you will know that most of his songs, he's talking about heartbreak, cocaine, and pussy.
Right.
Two of my favorite things. So, yeah. Who are some of your favorite functional drug addict artists besides Mark Anthony?
I don't know, because I don't really pay attention when they're on drugs or not. Like, I don't follow up on that. So I'm not sure that I can really pick.
Listen, I grew up surrounded.
Look how pretty.
That looks really good compared to mine. I don't know what's going on over here, but I can always point out when someone is like a drug addict. Because I grew up around them, like in the hood, and just, you know, I knew a lot of people battling with drugs and alcohol growing up. So I can just kind of just.
I guess I was sheltered in a way because of that. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom was, like, really strict, and she's, like, real old school. So, like, that wasn't even, like, a thing. Like, for us,
wow.
Like, she would just never be, like, put us in that type of situation. Like, she wasn't for it. It wasn't for her. She wouldn't do it. And I just don't see her ever, like, voluntarily putting us in a situation like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about that. The first time I saw cocaine, I was like 19, and I was at a party with my daughter's father when I lived in Florida. And I happened to, like, I was at a party napping.
Wow.
I was at a party napping, and they woke me up because all I heard was a bunch of voices. And when I looked, that's what they were doing. They were doing coke, and I got scared, so I just kept pretending that I was sleeping. Yep.
Damn. I've seen it. I've been around people. I was surrounded, you know, by drugs and shit like that. I was actually trying to look up, because that reminded me, speaking of cocaine, of a story that I saw the other day. I can't even pull it up. Where they're, like, bringing in, like, pure cocaine again. They're making, like, pure cocaine, I think, in, like, Peru. I'm going to pull it up, because this is a random topic that just came up, guys. So don't judge me. And I was like, oh, shit. That shit's going to hit the streets. Going to be the hot thing again.
Yeah. We're going back to the 80s.
We going back.
About to destroy lives and make good music.
And make money. Paid in full, Harlem. Time to make money. Yo. Nah. I'm not built for that business. But,
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
I can't go to prison.
Oh my God. What's
I'd be somebody's bitch real quick.
What happened?
I said I would be somebody's bitch real quick.
Yeah. I was saying the other day on the live. Like, I'm not the type of person that's built for jail. Like, I'm only a gangster out here. I'm a G out here. I'ma be real honest with you. I would not at all be a gangster in jail. Like, they would literally eat my ass. Absolutely. Like,
would that be so bad? I said, would that be so bad?
Yeah, because I don't like studs.
I do. So
you do?
I do. So I would. I don't know.
Would you date one?
I. You know what? I actually would.
Okay, that's new.
Yep. I mean, not really, but
the only stud that I like is Young M.A.
I don't know. I was always attracted, I guess. To studs, yeah. And it's funny because
I
always
learn something new about you.
I always said, you know, like, I don't think that I could survive a relationship with a woman. But I don't know.
Maybe. It's hard, man. I know women that are like in relationships and married to men now, mm-hmm. and they say that like it's difficult because think about it, women are gonna be moody just like you. They're gonna start their periods gonna be circulating around your period. And it can be bad. A lot of women, you know, they get tired of dating men and they, you know, getting done dirty by men.
Yeah, but
that see, they I end up going that. To date women and then thinking it's gonna be better and it ends up being worse than being in a relationship with a man.
I can't do that. So men have not turned me off that much. But then, you know, like that becomes kind of like a thing for me because I just be thinking like, well, if I forgot, train left.
Train left the station?
Train left the station. Bro. Sorry, guys.
I can't with you.
I totally lost that train of thought. Gone.
Yeah. So.
Sorry.
So, lately, I've been seeing a lot of, for, let's say like the past year or so, women and men our age complaining about experiencing bad sex.
Oh, listen, I'm gonna, this is what I have to say about that topic. People our age should not be having bad sex.
Why do you think is that though?
I just feel like our generation, there were very few people in our generation who waited to have sex. Most of us were fucking in high school. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you've had 20 years of sex. How are you still bad at it?
Because people are lying to one another about what they consider good sex. And men and women are not having the conversation, the honest, open conversation about what is it that they like. So they're just going out there
and just doing what they think.
And just doing what they think
or what they watched in porn.
Yeah, so... Or what they watch in porn. Listen, do not allow porn to be your teacher.
Yeah,
please. Young boys, young guys, please, young women. Please. Do not allow porn to be your teacher. Like, you need to learn what you're going to learn depending on the person that you're having sex with and what that person likes. You cannot expect each and every partner to like the same thing. Because you can suck, you know, Johnny's dick one way and then you meet Tim and he like his dick sucked another way. You can't suck it like you suck Johnny's. So you have to learn each and every person that you're with.
What they like.
And what they like, what they don't like. And you have to be honest.
If right, and you know what? That actually creates, it creates like a, like comfort, a certain level of trust. Because, I mean, you know, you're trusting somebody like with your body.
Exactly. I think there's the great sex. Great sex come with, and, you know, Durag laughs at me, makes fun of me, and some people have laughed at me, my homeboys, because I always stress the fact that I always need a connection. But that's the reason why. It's because I need to build some level of trust. Because I have a certain standard, expectation when it comes to sex, that I need to build some type of connection, some type of trust in order to have that conversation and be open and honest with you about the type of sex that I like and how I need to be satisfied. Because if I can't have that conversation with you, then there's no reason why I should be giving you this pussy.
That's true. You know what I don't like? And I'm sorry, this is kind of like off topic. Or, I mean, it's kind of like in the same... They're on the same cruise, but on different levels. Mm-hmm. I feel like what you just said, you need to build, like, trust or whatever. And I said, you know, a level of comfort. And then it just makes me feel like what we like now is, like, I don't want to say that it's not normal, but I'm just saying we're not basic bitches.
It's out the box. It's out the box.
So it's like... I kind of want to know, like, what you guys think about that. Like, I want to hear the guy's perspective because it's, like, it just, like, tiptoes to your hoe because you like that or you like doing that. And I think that's really unfair.
Oh, I definitely think it's unfair. And I think that I've encountered men like that. I've encountered men that think, you know, having a certain type of sex makes you a hoe. For example,
I don't want those men. I was with, don't come for me.
I was with a guy that didn't want to have a threesome. Why? Because he felt like, you know, he liked me and he felt having threesomes was something that you do with a hoe. And he was like, you're not a hoe, so why should I be having a threesome with you? And he was like, that's not something that I would have with you. And if you guys
with
have been.
You.
Yeah.
Yo, the words, though.
Yeah. And if you guys have been avid listeners of the podcast, you would know that threesomes is like a thing of mine. I like to have them. I'm having sex with a guy that I'm extremely comfortable with, that I trust, and I'm just comfortable enough to be able to explore that with. Absolutely. If he's open to it, he's open-minded to it, I'm open to it. But that type of man doesn't, like, that type of judgmental man doesn't make me comfortable to, like, explore things with.
Right.
The more comfortable I feel, the more I'm opening to explore.
Yeah.
Things. I get, you know, that. What I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that.
Because if I get that, like, that hesitation and that, like, no, or whatever, or you trying to slut shame me, then I'm just going to, like, really shut down. And I'm, like, I'm really not going to be able to fuck with you. It's going to be such a turnoff for me.
Right. So I had a boyfriend that, we were young, we were teenagers, and I wanted to try anal, and he wouldn't do it. He goes, no, because he's like, you're my girl, you only do that with hoes, and you're not a hoe, you're my, like, you're my woman, or whatever, and I'm like.
To do anal?
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
I was so disappointed. I was like, I was kind of, like, turned off for a while after that, because I'm like.
Damn.
And, you know, back then it was very, like.
That was kind of taboo.
Yeah, you know, like, it was, you know, being a hoe was, like, the worst thing for everybody or anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't care anymore about being called a hoe.
I still see it. I still see it online. I see guys slut-shaming women, you know? Just the fact that we're comfortable with our bodies, with our sexuality.
I feel like they just can't handle that because it's not, it's technically it's new, you know, historically it's been something that is like, and it's fucked up because it's like, fuck, yo, we can't even be confident. Like, what the hell? Yeah. It's fucking nuts. So, I don't know.
I honestly don't care about none of that. I was very self-conscious about it.
Right, before, Jenna.
Yeah, when I was in relationships, I was self-conscious about it. I was very timid in the bedroom, timid to speak up and say what I don't like.
Oh, no, I was never timid in the bedroom.
Yeah, I was. And like, I, now that I think about it, it's just because I would never reach that like level of comfort. That's just something that you like learn with age. You get to really learn your body.
Right.
And yeah, I can say now that I just wasn't comfortable enough to share those things.
You know, my therapist told me, the good therapist that I missed and that I want to go stalk her life. She told me. And this is something that, like, I thank her for it now. But when I started going to her, like, my self-esteem was, like, on the floor. It was so low. I just didn't think that I was pretty. It was just, like, it was a bad time. It was just a bad time. So she told me, she was, like, you need to be able, this is why I loved her. She's like, you need to be able to be comfortable in your own skin in order for, like, the other things to fall into place. And she would tell me, like, she would give me homework, and it'll be like, all right, so tonight you are going to lock yourself up in the room, you're going to get naked, and you're going to stand in front of the mirror for 20 minutes, just look at your body.
I do that.
And, but that was something that I never did before.
I don't do it often, but I do it.
That's I had never done it before. So I'm like, you know, like, that was really awkward for me at first because I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? But she would, and she would encourage me to, like, masturbate because she's like, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, it's okay. It's crazy.
And you get used to get shamed for shit like that. It's crazy. One of the things that I was getting shamed for, and I don't want to mention or anything like who it was, but I would get shamed for liking women. That's a real thing. I don't think I've like heard so many women having that conversation, but I had a guy shame me for liking women. Like, he was just like, oh, you lesbian, but he said it in a very negative tone.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a joking manner.
That was like, he meant it.
Yeah, he meant it. Like,
it was like calling you a fag.
Yeah, for sure. He meant it like, ew, like, you know, you That's like crazy. Women or whatever. And I'm like, okay, so, like, what's the problem? It's who I am. He wasn't one of those that was, you know. And I know that that was an insecurity that he had. That was him just not being comfortable with himself.
It had nothing to do with you. But at the time, it made you feel like there was something wrong with him.
Absolutely. It made me feel horrible at the time. I'm like, you fucking bastard. Like, don't worry about it. You ain't never going to get a threesome. Crazy. Yeah, but... You know, again, I encourage my men and my women to communicate, you know, make sure that you feel safe with the person that you're having sex with. Don't be afraid to have those uncomfortable conversations.
They're really not that uncomfortable if you think about it, guys. There's some people. I know, but I'm just saying, like, it's really not that bad. Like, just think about it this way. The more you can open up about what you like and what you don't like, the better it'll be.
Yes.
So it's like.
And always practice safe sex.
Yeah.
I'm like an advocate for safe sex because, listen, even when they tell you you're the only one.
You're not the only one.
You ain't the only one trying to be the only one. Trust me.
Right.
So always practice safe sex unless you. Know for sure, and even when you think you know for sure, man, you're never sure.
That's so fucked up, isn't it?
But if you're a person, I strongly, strongly, strongly suggest, if you are a person that is having sex with multiple people, whether it's a woman having sex with multiple men, a man having sex with multiple women, men having sex with men, whatever, just sex in general. If you're having sex with multiple people, you have to get tested. You have to get tested at least every 6 months. Like, and if you're like a hypochondriac, every 3 months. It's very unfair. It's very unfair for you to, you know, put anyone at risk that way. Yeah. It's very unfair and it's very irresponsible. It's extremely irresponsible. So, you know, have all the fun in the world. No judgment. But just make sure that you protect yourself.
And the other person.
And the other person. For sure.
Don't be a piece of shit.
Yeah, don't. That'll put you in, like, circumstances that, you know, you ain't gonna like the consequences, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know that April is sexual, what is it? Sexual Awareness Month or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Sexual Abuse or Assault?
Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. Yeah.
That word.
yes, it is. Yeah, it is. So, basically, you know, the month is just to bring awareness, be able to educate the people, you know, make people aware of the resources out there that they do have, the people they can reach out to if they need to talk, if they need to report any sexual assault. Because I actually read up that like 61% of sexual assault cases are not reported.
Yeah, it's true.
Which I think is crazy. And also, sexual assault is not limited to just women, people. It happens to men as well.
Right. If he says no, leave him alone.
Right. Like I said, if it's not a yes, it's not consent.
Right.
It needs to be a very clear yes.
I know.
In order for you, you know, if a man or a woman says, oh, I'm not sure, I don't think we should do this. Don't that's try to no. convince them otherwise.
Yeah, that's a no.
It's a no, dog. It's a no. Just save it for another day or just someone else. Like, just don't.
Yeah.
Don't even, like, put yourself in that position, you know?
Yeah. So I was part of that 61% that didn't report anything.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When I was 14, I was sexually assaulted. And I never
sorry.
I never told anybody.
So now?
I kept it to myself until I started seeing my therapist a couple of years ago. It kind of just resurfaced. Mm-hmm. And I guess I had suppressed the memory. I don't really know what the deal was, but I've been very open about it since. And yeah, don't be like me, guys. Do better. Be better. And
I'm sorry to hear that. That's tough. That's some crazy trauma to be carrying around.
I know. It's bad. It's well, you know what? It's not bad anymore. Cuz like I said, you know, like I can talk about it now.
Let me ask you a question, and I'm not trying to be like intrusive or anything, but was it someone you knew?
Yeah. He was my boyfriend.
Wow, your boyfriend at the time. Wow.
Yeah, that was my first time.
Wow. So the first time you had sex, you were assaulted, sexually assaulted by your boyfriend?
Yep.
Wow. Damn, I'm sorry to hear that. Mm. That's crazy.
Yeah, he was a piece of shit. Apparently he has a track record of that or like similar situations.
So do you know of other people?
There were rumors. Even back then in high school, there were rumors. And actually, it just so happens that I have a friend that lives near where he used to live, which is where he still lives, which is kind of sad. But
whatever. Right. Like, homie, you ain't move out the hood?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
I know he does a bunch of drugs now.
He should be in fucking jail. Fuck all that. Be. Like, he's a piece of shit. He should be in jail.
There have been, like, allegations, but nothing's ever really been pursued from, like, other people. Young girls, you know. But I don't know. I just found out about all of that stuff, so I don't really know what the deal is.
Let me ask you a question, and just because, you know, any of our listeners that have been victims of sexual assault, whether it's been reported or not, like, what are some of the feelings that you feel afterwards that'll make you, you know, kind of, like, not report it? Is it, like, feelings of guilt? Like, it was your fault? Or what?
All right. I may cry.
And I appreciate your transparency, because that's a hell of a story to tell.
Yeah. So, after, I just felt... I felt dirty. I felt broken. I felt like undesirable. Mm-hmm. It was just like, and then it was very much like a nobody's gonna believe me type of thing.
Yeah.
Like nobody's gonna care.
That's a very common feeling.
Like no one's gonna believe me. And nobody's going to really care. They're just going to be like that I'm trying to do it for attention or yeah. Whatever the case may be. He was older than me.
How much older?
I don't know, a few years. But I was 14. Like, I think he was like 17.
Okay.
When I was 14.
Oh, so he was a little young fucking predator.
Yo, yeah. Mm. And it was just. It was, like, just such a terrible experience. Yeah, it was so painful. It was so, like, TMI, you know, warning. I bled for days. So I lied to my mom and told her that I had my period.
Wow.
That's
so traumatic.
It was bad. It was so bad. I was like, what the fuck? Like, why do people want to do this?
Yeah.
But even still, it was more like, I don't know, like, even though I had all those feelings or whatever, that didn't stop me from seeing him.
You stayed with him?
Yeah, because in my head, that was, like, normal. Like, he was my boyfriend. I wasn't allowed to say no to him. That's what it became. That's what it became. And that's where I feel like I changed. Something in me changed. Mm-hmm. And I became this person with no boundaries, who couldn't say no to anybody.
Became like a people pleaser.
Yeah, real bad. Real, real bad. I am no longer that way. I don't really give a shit about people anymore. So yeah, and that is part you of develop my stronger, story.
Yeah, you develop stronger boundaries, of course. You know,
But yeah, no, that's
that's funny. Very traumatic.
It really is.
That's a crazy story. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Thank you. I wish
that
piece
of shit nothing but the worst in life. I hope that one day you overdose with a fucking needle in your arm, and I don't wish death on anyone, but those type of people, I have no sympathy for child molesters, for rapists. Yeah, definitely not. Like, not 1 ounce of fucking sympathy. So I wish all the bad things that could happen to a person. Yeah, I wish it upon you for sure. And anyone that harms anyone and causes that type of trauma to anyone. Because let me tell you something. That is like one hell of a thing that you have to overcome.
Yeah, it really is.
Because that changes, that shapes so much who you become.
Yeah, you know,
as a
so
person,
after,
as a woman, mm-hmm. as a mother, as a wife.
I learned so much about myself. Like, once I, like, opened up about it, you know, all those feelings came back.
Yeah.
When like, it resurfaced or whatever, and I was talking to my therapist, and we were kind of, like, trying to figure that out. Mm-hmm. All those feelings came back, that me feeling dirty and the guilt and the
But you needed shame. To face that.
Yeah.
You needed to face that.
And that was, it was so hard to, like, see myself in that light. Like, now as an adult and a mom to with daughters and, you know, it was just, like, some crazy, crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's something that I can't change. It's something that I gotta live with.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean.
That makes me sad. That makes me sad. Just because I think about how many men and women out there have been victims to that shit and never reported it.
A lot
of people, a lot, man. And just like people that become victims of that shit, like because their families did it to them, like somebody in their family, a friend, a boyfriend, a girlfriend. Like, and I think that I was reading up on like, more men don't report it.
Yeah.
Than women.
I can see that. It's more of a taboo subject mm-hmm. for men because it's like you associate men with being, you know, like strong protectors. And then it's like, how does that happen to you? Like, mm-hmm. how could you not be able to overpower whoever?
Mm-hmm.
But. I don't know. It happens, guys.
It happens in jail, man. Regardless, like, it happens in jail. Like, men rape men in jail.
Yeah, I know.
Women rape women in jail, you know? It's sad, man. It's sad. And, you know, in the show details, I'm going to make sure to, like, link all the places where you can, you know.
For support,
where you can educate yourself a little bit more about sexual assault. You know, if you want to come out and speak to someone, all that stuff. I'm going to make sure to link all of that in the show details so you guys can look out for that if you need it. Mm-hmm. And my love to everyone that has ever suffered in the hands of someone, any sexual assault. Always remember that it's not your fault. It's not your fault. You didn't ask for it. Whatever you said, whatever you were wearing, whatever, it was not your fault. That person is the sick person. That person is the one that has issues. That's the person that needs to pay for whatever they do to right. you. So
I think that's also like a thing to be. We don't see that. Like, we don't see it that way.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's the guilt, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I am not a therapist, and I am not an expert.
For sure.
But.
Yeah, we are not licensed
feel like
professionals.
Yeah, but if you want to talk shit and vent, you know, just slide into the DM.
Yeah, we can only give advice based on our own experiences.
Right.
And what we did for us, what we had to do for us, you know, the steps that we had to take. It's not necessarily the steps that you need to take, but it's just, you know, just a piece of advice to let you know that you know, we know what you're feeling. We know what you're going through. You know, we can relate.
Right.
And we can only advise what we feel.
Sometimes just,
you know,
talking about it helps.
Yeah.
You know, so just think of it that way. If it's something that you haven't been brave enough to, like, acknowledge to anybody, like, you just haven't told anyone, I'm a stranger, and I'm not going to judge you, and I went through it, too. So if you need an ear, here we are.
For sure. Sometimes just listening is... It helps tremendously.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes you just need somebody to listen. And you know what? A lot of times it's easier to talk to a stranger because you know you're never going to see them again.
They're not biased.
Yeah, and they're going to give you, you know, it's somebody looking in from the outside. So they'll give you good feedback. You know, sure. I mean, if you want it, of course. Remember, don't give anybody advice who doesn't want it. Yeah. My mom should learn that.
Your mom is always giving unsolicited advice.
Yo, my
just
mom
like
is
my
the
mom.
Worst.
That's
man.
Definitely a cap thing, I would say. Capricorn thing. All right, guys. So we're gonna shift it over and segue over to on a lighter note, a lighter topic. Mm-hmm. Some fun shit. So shout out to Zoe from the Confessions of Zoe podcast. He actually DM'd me something, a question, and something, a topic. The topic suggestions. So he actually asked me if you or I have ever missed an opportunity to get dick from an overprotective friend.
Yes. But no hard feelings because, you know, she was just protecting me. I was probably drunk or whatever.
Well, you don't have to say who the friend was, but you can give us the
story. I mean, that's kind of like the story.
Was he not a good person?
We don't know. It was a fucking stranger in a club.
Oh.
Yeah. We don't know if he
was
good.
But what
was
her reason? Just because you just met him and...
Yeah. And she's like, you're drunk. Let's go. Yeah. Like, this is not happening. Mm-hmm. That was funny. I actually did that to one of my friends, too. All right. So I have... Okay. So my 23rd birthday might come up, like, a few times in a few episodes because my 23rd birthday was lit. And it ended in chaos, and it was like the worst. It actually ended in tragedy.
In tragedy?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Well, in almost tragedy, I should say.
Okay.
All right. So let me see. Let me elaborate. My 23rd birthday, I had a girls' night. I went to, I don't know, some fucking club in the Heights or whatever.
Oh, the Heights. Gotta love the Heights.
Yeah. Right. I got so drunk, and I think, mm-hmm. like, what really fucked me up was that, like, right before I left, because, you know, it was my birthday, and I had on, like, this gold bow or whatever, mm-hmm. Some guys bought me some shots or whatever as I was leaving, mm-hmm. and I think that's what really, like, put me over the top, because I don't even remember what I had been drinking before then, but here's the deal. So... my friend was really drunk, too, and some guys were, like, pulling her and trying to put her in a minivan.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they were trying to put her in a minivan. And I'm like, bitch, like, where are you going? Like, where are you going? Mm-hmm. Like, no. And I pulled her out of the minivan. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I was able to save her from being kidnapped or... who knows? Maybe it was just like regular penis. Who knows? But anyway, so.
You just never know.
We get in the cab. I dropped mm-hmm. her off. I fucking walked her into her building, bro. Like, I remember all of this. And that's like the last memory I have of that night.
Damn.
But I will tell you what was told to me the next day. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I like fought my mom. Or tried or something. My mom tried.
What were you drinking?
I don't fucking remember.
That sounds like Hennessy. Those sound like Henny activities. I don't know.
I don't know.
As a former Henny drinker.
So from I was told my mom threw me into the tub to like, I guess, sober me
you
up or whatever. We got into a big fight with my husband. And I said some real reckless out of pocket shit. I think I told you guys about this. This is when I, you were doing, I think, a live, with the girls from Basic and Bougie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they were like write about the story. Shout out to them. Yeah. And I wrote about the story. And yeah, so that the story's on my blog. If you want to know what I said to my husband, I'll just leave it at that.
Silent confession, guys. Link in bio.
Yeah. The name of the entry is called, I think it's called Story Time or my Jordan year, something like that.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's my Jordan year. Guys, let me just tell you, give you a quick update. This is not really looking that good. It's not looking great. And this is paint by numbers. There's no excuse for me. I'm not drawing anything. I'm simply painting. I don't understand what's the problem. But I'm going to blame it on the fact that I'm old and my eyesight has changed. And I can't really see the numbers. So I'm just winging it. And I'm just painting it what I think the color should be at this point. Whatever my imagination tells me.
Right. So exactly, my picture has completely changed. What I'm painting is nothing.
She's not going by how she's supposed to be.
I'm not following numbers or shapes or anything. I'm just drawing my own shit.
And I'm just still doing bad.
But I like it because I really like these colors together. Mm-hmm. And I like how the green came out. How's it looking?
It looks good. I'm not going to show mine, but it's looking good. I don't think I've ever been like cockblocked. into not getting dick. Maybe listen, my memory is bad as well, so I don't know. I might have. I know that I've definitely stopped a friend from getting dick.
Is there a particular reason why?
Kind of like similar to your story.
Drunk?
Just, you know, she was drunk. She wanted to leave. I'm one of those, and I'm sure you know, Dory. I'm one of those that doesn't really like to leave without my friends. Like, if we came together, we leave together.
Okay.
Type shit. Like, if you guys want to exchange numbers and after you go home, you want to link with him afterwards, fine. But that's not going to be on my conscience if I let you leave with him and you leave with him and something happens.
No.
Nah, either. That's not going to be on my conscience. Like, I watch entirely too many true crime stories.
I know. I used to say that about SVU. I watch too much SVU.
I watch way too many true crime stories to know that that's not a good idea at all. Like, and I've been in situations where the men get mad and they look at me like the hating friend. Listen, yeah, I want my friend to get dick just as much as you want to fuck her. Listen,
I've never in my life had a friend who is just as excited to see me get laid as I am. Like, she gets just as happy as I am that I'm going
to
get laid.
Yeah, like, absolutely. I want my friends to get dick. Like, especially if I'm in a draw. I want to hear those stories. I want to live vicariously through you. Like, go ahead, girl. Get that dick. But just do it safely. Like,
right.
You know, I'm not going to. If you've already been fucking with the dude, fine. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's coming to pick you up. You leaving with him. Cool. But being out at a bar,
not with a or new whatever, person.
Like a new person that don't you met that. There, I can't allow that. And I've been in a situation where the guy gets mad. Again, he's like, oh, your friend is hating, like, blah, blah, blah. Dude, that was never the case. I care about my friend. Like, we came here together. We're going to leave together. That's not going to be on my conscience if something happens. And I'm not going to lose my friend over some shit like that. Like,
something so stupid, right?
Yeah, something so silly. Especially something that could have been prevented. Especially if I was there and it could have been prevented. And I don't think guys just be understanding that.
It's because they don't see it that way.
They don't.
And
women have to be twice as careful than men. Those are not things that men really have to worry about when they out. Like, when women are out, we got to worry about, like, something getting slipped in our drinks. We got to worry about men trying to, like, get us drunk so they could take us home. We got to worry about being inappropriately touched because of what we're wearing. Like, just those are just some of, like, the things that women have to worry about when they go out. It's exhausting, man. It's exhausting. It's a lot.
You know what else is exhausting?
What?
This painting shit.
You over it?
I am over it. I'm going to take a break. I did like half of it. And then, you know, I'll continue later. I need a drink break and a smoke break. And
I'll get back to you in 3 to 4 business days.
Not 3 or 4 business days. Shout out to Midnight. You want to paint too? Like, what's
yo, Midnight's really been all over our stuff today.
Yeah.
Come here, girl.
Midnight is like our Baisley. Baisley from the Rory and Maul podcast. Like, he has a dog.
Aw.
Yeah. And she just be like all over the place. So Midnight's going to be like our Baisley. For sure.
Come here,
but
girl.
Yeah, that's the only that I could think of. That's the only like situation that has occurred.
Okay. Sorry, but I had a butt wedgie and a coochie wedgie, so I had to fix it.
I'm not going to edit that out. Yo, you better get down from there. That's all I know.
Midnight.
All right, guys. So that's going to be our cue to wrap it up. I'm going to post a picture to let you guys know how, you know, was the end result of these paintings. So make sure you guys look out for it on the Ladies Pitch Podcast Instagram page. As always, you guys know where you can find us on your favorite streaming platform. We are on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. We're also on Twitch now. Our handle is at Ladies Pitch on YouTube as well. Our handle is Ladies Pitch. So make sure you guys like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. Follow us, give us some feedbacks, let us know what you guys think about us doing like these little extracurricular activities as we pod. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing?
Right, give us some feedback, because I have a million and one ideas.
Yeah.
I'm about to make her look so silly, but I love that she's such a good sport and she'll just go along with it.
Yeah, because someone out there is all for the fuck shit, all for the foolery, so I'm with it. Content over everything. Content over everything.
I did it for the pod.
Did it for the pod. Yeah. So, yeah, guys, let us know. We're open to constructive criticism. You know how we do. So, ladies, remember, you deserve to be happy and fuck disrespectfully. We will catch you on the next one. Dory, any last words? Dory's last final thoughts?
Listen, my final thought is that I'm hot and my hair is not working. I don't know, guys. I always forget my final thought. I'll be having it all planned and cool, like when it comes to mind.
If and you guys then have any suggestions of any vitamins that we can take for our memory loss, like, I would be so appreciative of you, because I'm sick of this. I'm sick of it within myself. I'm sick of it with my peer over here. I'm just sick of it. Like, this is insane.
I know.
We'll see you guys on the next one. Peace and love. Bye.